720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And with over 100 years of history and just as cool as ever, Harley-Davidson's history is just a road trip away in Milwaukee. And the man with his hand on the pulse of all that American-made power is the one and only Tim McCormick. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's talk about this. If there was a brand out there that deserved a museum, it is Harley-Davidson, right? We talked, a second ago, I mentioned over 100 years of history. For the museum, it could be absolutely huge. It is 20 acres. Give a little snapshot, though, for the listeners. Of course, they've heard of Harley-Davidson, but just kind of that range on the history side.
It's amazing because our founders had such forethought, beginning at very, very early on in the company's history. They started pulling bikes right off the assembly line to save. And, throughout time, throughout nearly 120 years now, we've had this collection, and for a long time, it was housed in various parts of the business, but giving it a dedicated space, like you said, here on a beautiful 20-acre campus, it was a dream come true for the Davidsons, for Willie G, for Bill, and then to see what it does to people when they visit, it's a dream come true for them as well when they are able to make the pilgrimage here to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a luxury, I think, for fans to have that, for the brand to be able to see that history. Because this is, I think, more than any other brand out of there in America has a love affair with motorsports, with cars, with motorcycles, with all of that. I think we're unique. But even great brands like, Cadillac or some of those other ones, they just don't have that camaraderie, right? Where people who are part of the Harley family, they're connected.
Right. And family is absolutely the right word there. You see somebody riding by you, you throw a little two signal to them. There's an immediate brotherhood, sisterhood. As soon as you see somebody else riding, you know what they've been through to get here. And you know why they have that ear-to-ear grin on their face when they land.
So you think about this. I mean, it's a marketing dream. And you mentioned that the founders had forethought to kind of preserve some of that history and be able to share it later. But I don't know that you could draw this up. So what is it? As a guy that is there all day, every day at the epicenter of it all, what is it that makes Harley-Davidson so magical? Whether it's like the vibe, the machines themselves, that culture, like what is it? What is that secret ingredient?
Yes. All of the above. we like to focus on the look and the sound, and especially the feel of a Harley-Davidson here at the museum. That's kind of like how a lot of the collection has been put together here. So my boss, Bill Davidson, great grandson of one of the original four founders, he's vice president of the Harley-Davidson Museum here. He has said it best, like when you are cruising America and the beautiful landscape that you're able to take in, there is no better way to do it than among nature. You can hear the birds flying by. You can see so much more when you're on the bars of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. It's an experience like no other. And it just, it elicits these emotions and you want to tell somebody about it. And pretty soon you want to ride with somebody about it. And it, again, just keeps on creating that extended family of passionate riders who love the freedom and the fun that Harley-Davidson motorcycle delivers.
You talk about that legacy, and I think it is so cool and also unique to have the family still involved. Yeah. And so you see it as much as it is a big and successful business to have just that thought process on. And we've said it a few times here, that family side. So for the museum, they didn't have to make a museum. You don't need that to sell motorcycles, but I think it's a great gift to fans, certainly Milwaukee. And it's one of those great destinations. It's one of the top places that people go when they visit that city. So when they get there, that 20 acres, that campus, what do they see?
It's amazing because I, like you said, I'm here all day, every day. Every time I approach campus, I see something new. You look at it with a different angle. And so I think a lot of our visitors experience that very same thing. If you're a fan of design, obviously, throughout the years, you can keep tabs on what sort of general styles were reflected on the motorcycles, whether it be Art Deco up to current day. If you're a fan of history, obviously, we've got that in spades. One of my colleagues here likes to say that we are like the Forrest Gump of motorcycles. If you don't think you know anything about Harley-Davidson, just take a second or two to think a little deeper and remember maybe you were watching Wide World of Sports back in the day and Evel Knievel making those jumps. If you've witnessed presidential inaugurations, those motorcades are often led by Harley-Davidson motorcycles. And we can go on and on and on. There's always a touchstone, always something new to look at when you venture here to the museum. But not only that, we've got great retail. Again, within our collection, we've been able to keep not only motorcycles, but some of the clothes from back in the day. And we have reproductions of those throwback vintage styles here on campus. And then, of course, if you're getting thirsty after a long ride or need a bite to eat, we also have Motor Barn Restaurant right here on campus. So you really could spend the whole day here. And we've had enthusiasts tell us that they've spent 2 or 3 days just taking in every inch of our 20-acre campus.
I don't want to make a suggestion. It's a think tank here, Tim, but maybe a bed and breakfast, right? You can stay right in the museum. It sounds like you have everything. Let the listeners know we're talking with Tim McCormick over there at the Harley-Davidson Museum. And when you think about the different ways, and you mentioned the word campus a couple times, make me think of a college thing. And of course, there's that educational piece. You want people to leave not only, you know, reinforcing their appreciation and passion for it, but also their awareness and understanding of like that impact that you've had in the world of motorcycles and even just culture. So here's another thing too. And one of the things that's happening up there that same weekend, and we're going to get to the rally in just a second, but one extra thing for people to see is that the Bagger Racing League there at the Milwaukee Mile, first time racing has happened for motorcycles. I don't know, maybe 20 years, 30 years, Harley will be front and center. So talk about that, because there's so much on the cool side and the touring side for the bikes, but now the performance side is really being highlighted.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you can learn about that history dating back to like the 19-teens, 1920s. We've got a wonderful board track display. So yes, it is getting a little more attention and it's showing up at a historic venue like the Milwaukee Mile here. We'll do a lot to boost that as well. But that history goes back decades. We had the original Wrecking Crew. In fact, the nickname, Hog for a Harley Davidson motorcycle came about because of a famous picture. One of our racers was feeding a hog, a baby pig, some Coca-Cola in a post-race celebration. And from then on, they started to refer to Harley-Davidson motorcycles as hogs. So you can learn about that history, and then you'll be well-armed when you show up to the next race.
I am leaving this interview educated. I know our listeners are as well. And one of the last things, of course, the museum is open. Of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. People can see that year-round. But coming up, you're going to have the rally, right? So this is going to be an opportunity for people to do all the things that they can always do, but now you've got special events, you've got some music, you've got some cool things coming up.
Right. Yeah. The hometown rallies here on campus, we kind of refer to ourselves as a central rally point. But there are area dealerships that will have music, that will have demos and that sort of thing. We've got some great headliners. We will have demos. We'll have brand new product that people can obviously, get up close and take a shine to. Tremendous amount of food, of course. Again, going back to Motor Barn Restaurant, we'll have food trucks, different vendors, artisans, really just a great celebration of motorcycle culture. And of course, there's some great riding to be done in Wisconsin. So anybody that's listening in Illinois, come on over the Cheddar Curtain and explore what we have to offer.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. All that history and, of course, a peek into the future as well. So much of it happens right there at the museum. So Tim McCormick, thanks for what you're doing. Excited about everybody being able to cross that curtain and see you up there. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
I thank you so much. You can, we'll be back anytime you'll have us.